When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 2nd edition. Five-game slate. Quick, easy in and out on this Thursday for you. Hope everybody had a good Wednesday. Lots and lots of fun there. Tons of runs in that A's-Tigers game. Hope you got that Tigers value with that A's stack in there. Really good stuff as well. Gerrit Cole, filthy 15 Ks and 7 shutout innings for like 46 DK points. He was very, very important. Ryan wasn't bad. One mistake to Mr. Schwindel for a three-run bomb. Other than that, Ryan pitched pretty well also. So overall, pretty good stuff there as the night is winding down on the diamond here. We've got five games for you on a Monday. First things first, housekeeping. Check me out on Twitter at BDIntric and follow the podcast MLB Quick Hits on iTunes. Give it a rate and review. I'd truly appreciate it. Also, if you guys like season-long fantasy baseball, go check out Benched with Bubba, coming at you twice a week. Tuesdays and Thursdays. This week was Monday and Thursday. Monday, episode 398 with Toby, Batflip Crazy, as usual. Episode 399 on Thursday will be with Mike Meyer of FantasyPros.com. So come check that out. Also, rotoballer.com. We got about a week until football kicks off here, so some fantasy drafts really getting into form over the weekend. Go get the rotoballer.com NFL premium package. Premium package gets you season-long and DFS all wrapped into one. All the tools, all the content, all the great stuff and things. Right now, it's 50% off. And if you use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, you get an extra 10% off the package over there. So go check that out, rotoballer.com. Also, go check out PrizePicks, PrizePicks.com, PrizePicks in your app store. Great way to play prop bets, meets DFS, 2 to 5 picks. You can mix sports, do all kinds of fun stuff, over-unders. Really, really cool stuff. And if you're new to PrizePicks, check out, use promo code Bubba when you create your account for a first-time deposit bonus match up to $100. So go check out all the good stuff and things there. But that's it. That's it for the housekeeping notes. So let's check it out. Five-game slate. First off, a listener in the group, Minachi, asks, "Sup, Bubba, what on earth has happened to the Blue Jays? They couldn't even get to Santa Claus Harvey." First off, Harvey's been kind of better. But, yes, I agree, Minachi. It's been rough. The Jays, we found out that the Rogers Center has a humidor, which is very interesting. But their offense has been pretty bad. So it's very, very interesting to see what's going on there. I'm hoping things get better. Let's put it that way. Because the matchups like that against Harvey, they got to take advantage of it. So it's pretty inexcusable to stay at the least. But I'm with you, man. It's been a rough go there for Toronto. So I've been kind of laying low on them. Like they're always – I'm ready for them to go off at any moment. Just like the Dodgers. Dodgers have been kind of struggling too. They should go off at any moment. So it's one of those deals you can play. But, yeah, there's been a lot of good options out there. So I haven't had a ton of Toronto exposure of late. But they are a good option because they have 10-plus run upside at any point in time. All right, five-game slate for you on this slate of action. Don't really have a whole lot of totals for you, so nothing to go off of there, but we got the five games. Pitchers on this slate, Shane McClanahan's up to 10-1. I'm going to pass on that. I get it. He's been great, but I'm going to pass on that going up against Boston at home. He did face Boston 5 starts ago at home, 6 innings, 1 run, 7 Ks for 26 points. He has 18 or more points, so he's got 16 or more in 5 straight. So on a small slate, if you want that really good floor, you can pay up for McClanahan. I get it, but I'm probably going to pass and go down to guys like Tristan McKenzie coming off the IL, which is usually not the best thing to do, but he's been pitching great, $9,300 on DK. He's got 32 or more points in his last 2 starts. He has 6 or more innings pitched in 4 straight, 3 earned runs or less, 8 Ks or more in back-to-back starts. Going up against Kansas City, he's been sneaky good of late, but it's also a Royals team that strikes out 21.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 240 with an 81 WRC+. So I think going to McKenzie at 93, a little less than McClanahan, could be a nice, intriguing play. If you want to go to McClanahan because it's a small slate just for the raw floor he brings to the game, I get it. I think McKenzie's a good tournament option. Carlos Carrasco, $8,000 at home against the Miami Marlins. Cookie looked great his last time against the Giants. 7 innings, 2 earned, 5 Ks. He has 5 or more Ks in back-to-back starts. The one thing I'll say about Cookie, which is very frustrating, 78 pitches in each of his last 2 starts. They're still keeping a leash on him, so it's something to keep in mind. $8,000, though, small slate, Miami Marlins. Team striking out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 237 with an 84 WRC plus in the month of August. I think that is an option there with Cookie for sure at $8,000. Then it gets dicey on this slate. Like Tuki Toussaint's a really good look against Colorado. It's in Colorado. So you've been warned. You've been warned. If you want to go Tuki, you can. Lots of strikeout upside going up against the Rockies. I get it. Colorado's striking out 21% of the time versus righties in the month of August. But to be fair, we usually get the road Rockies treatment. Let's talk home Rockies here. The Rockies in the month of August at home striking out 18% of the time, hitting 322 with a 308 ISO and a 139 WRC plus versus right-handed pitching. Does that mean Tuki can't get it done? No. Does that mean I want to pay $8,000 for Tuki? Probably not. So that's kind of where we're looking at on this one. Zach Thompson at 75 against the New York Mets, a struggling Mets offense. Thompson's been very, very hit and miss. Got to get the strikeouts. The strikeouts haven't been there of late. So he's okay at 7,500. Not running to get there, though. So really, there's not a ton to like on this slate unless you're going to pay up for pitching. Even Keegan Thompson hasn't been great. Tons of pitch to contact. You got Chichi Gonzalez and Cooler. You got Mitch Keller and Wrigley. It's ugly. Like Tampa Bay's hitting well. You could go E-Rod if you want at 9K, but he's been kind of messy as well of late. So it's a really rough go. He did face Tampa Bay four starts ago, 5 1/3, struck out 8. Strikeouts are his friend. But really, it's Shane McClanahan at 10-1. It's Tristan McKenzie at 93. It's Carrasco at 8K. That's the three arms I'm looking at on this slate. It's dicey, but I just want my floor, and there's tons of places to go with bats. There's going to be tons of values to go with bats. I'll just pay up for my pitching, and we'll rock and roll. Talking about the bats on this slate, catcher's position, you can go to Salvi if you want, but we'll save some cash. Elias Diaz is $4,500 in Coors. That's always in play just for the Coors field effect, period. You can look at the Atlanta catchers. If it's Travis d'Arnaud at 43 versus Chichi, maybe Steven Vogt at 39. Those are options for you as well in Coors Field as you can attack that game full steam ahead. Or you can be contrarian and go down to some other options here. Mike Zunino, where is my boy Mike? He's 4,400 versus Erod. Erod's good. We know Zunino versus lefty, so that's a good tournament pivot off the Colorado plays up top there with Zunino. Or you just save cash and you drop down below 3K and you just punt the position with an Austin Hedges at 22 versus Minor. That'd be where I'd be steering the ship right now, barring some other lineup situations that come out. First base position, you got Freddie Freeman and Coors. Like, Coors is fully in play, especially with the Braves against Chichi Gonzalez, fully in play. Nothing much to say there. You got CJ Cron who's crushing, he's 53, but Freeman at 59. If you're going over 5K, you just go to Freddie. That's just the easiest way for me to say it. But if you're going to save some money here, this is where it gets fun. Pittsburgh's very live against Keegan Thompson because Thompson, like I said, massive pitch-to-contact guy. So a guy like Colin Moran at 34 is interesting. Frank Schwindel homered again on Wednesday, back-to-back nights with homers. I think Chicago's very live. Schwindel's only 33 versus Mitch Keller, another massive pitch-to-contact guy who struggled a ton. So you got Moran and Schwindel, very cheap. I kind of lean Schwindel, honestly, in that matchup, hitting second for the Cubs as a really good look for you there. Bobby Dalbec versus a lefty at 31. It is McClanahan, though, so keep your options low, but it does fit the mold if you're looking to go there. And then, like, Yoshi Sasugo's first base outfield, he's 26. Really good value. So, again, this is why you can pay up for pitching. Tons of value. Yu Chang probably gets to start versus Mike Minor. He's 2,600. He's first base, third base eligible. So definite value down here with you got Chang. You have Sasugo. You have Dalbec, Schwindel, Moran. You got five guys below $3,400 if you don't want to pay for Freeman or CJ Cron. Very simple stuff right there, folks. Second base position, Ozzie Albies is day-to-day. If he's playing in Coors, that's great. You love that. The guys like Whit Merrifield, because, you know, the one thing I will say about McKenzie, coming off the IL, maybe they keep him on a short leash, get some Cleveland bullpen. You can go Kansas City. Like, there's so many ways to go that already have great matchups to begin with. Don't know if you have to be that cute with Kansas City, but it's an angle if you want to. You got Brendan Rodgers at 46 in Coors. He's interesting. Javi Baez, the Mets offense has been bad, though, so I don't think I'm going to go there. I'd rather save a few more dollars and go down to, like, a Garrett Hampson at 31 versus Tukey. If he makes the lineup, that could be a nice savings play for you on this one. Otherwise, you know, you're probably paying up unless, like, certain stuff comes out in a lineup that twists your fancy, because a lot of these guys are kind of day-to-day, or, you know, Jazz Chisholm versus Cookie. I kind of like Cookie, so I'm not really going to attack him. So it's probably one of these Rockies guys, or maybe a Javi Baez versus Thompson that stands out for now. Again, a lot can change when we see lineups. Third base, Jay Rams, a really solid play versus Mike Minor. Austin Riley and Coors is only 56. That's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. You got Patrick Wisdom at 47. Nice pivot there. You got Joey Wendell, probably not going there, but you can save, like, the places to save: Pittsburgh, Chicago. That's like, well, Wisdom's not cheap in this one, but Pittsburgh, Chicago are some nice saving spots for what I want to attack, because like I only have three pitchers basically. Yu Chang at 26 again, he's first base, third base eligible. So you got a few guys in that regard. Really, the second base and third base are pretty much paying up unless you're just going like super YOLO punts. But shortstop, you got Dansby at 56 is great. You got Trevor Story at 55 is outstanding. You got Wander Franco, even took Chris Sale deep on Wednesday. He's 51 just to extend that on-base streak. All three of those are great plays. We mentioned Brendan Rodgers. Adalberto Mondesi is back. He stole a bag and went deep. He got the combo meal on his first game back. He's 4,500. Ahmed Rosario is only 43 going against Mike Minor. That's outstanding. Nicky Lopez is only 33 for a good value. So shortstop's loaded, absolutely loaded. So that makes things interesting. Some cheap plays, some definitely pricier plays at the shortstop position. Outfield, though, as we get interesting here, you can make a lot of pivots here. Like you got Blackman and Coors. You got Franmil versus Mike Minor, which is great. You got Wisdom, who we just talked about. You got Duvall and Coors at 46. Like a Rosarena versus Erod could be a nice contrarian play. Ian Happ only 44 versus Mitch Keller is very solid. You got Connor Joe leading off at 44. So you got some savings with some still elite plays. You got Hunter Renfro versus a lefty. Rafael Ortega's 41 versus Keller leading off. You can go Ortega at 41, Schwindel at 33, and Happ at 44. Like those are options. Jorge Soler is only 4K heading into Coors. That is way too cheap. Way too cheap for Coors Field. You got Chalk Jams in Coors at 39. That's interesting. Like Brian Reynolds going up against pitch to contact Keegan Thompson at 38 is outstanding. That's a cash game play. That's a tournament play. That is a really good value with Brian Reynolds in that matchup. Going down cheaper, though, you could go to Benintendi if you're stacking the Royals. He's only 3,200. Other cheap plays down here, Garrett Hampson against 3,100. I like that quite a bit. If he's in that lineup, a cheap Coors play is always attractive. But going down below 3K against Asugos, 2,600. You got some Manny Margot versus a lefty at 26 if you want to go that route. If you're fading Cookie, Jesus Sanchez is 2,500. Brian De La Cruz is 24. But Sam Hilliard's only 24. Probably finds the bench now with no DH at home in Colorado, but he's interesting at 2,400. Lou Brinson's 23. Again, I don't want to fade Carrasco, but you got some value in the outfield with Miami. And he might be popular. He might be very popular, so a little Miami action could be a nice contrarian twist as well. And then, you know, check lineups. You might get a Zimmer for Cleveland or something like that that can be nice and cheap to use as well to be a little different when you get down here for some cheap plays. So, again, it's an ugly slate. Like, you don't have a lot of great teams. Like, you have Miami on the slate. The Mets aren't hitting. Pittsburgh and Chicago. Cleveland and Kansas City are kind of blah. You got Coors Field, which is a great matchup to attack. Boston and Tampa Bay is two of the better pitchers on the slate. So if you want to be contrarian, you could attack Erod with Tampa if you want. Not looking to attack McClanahan, especially with Boston and all their issues. Then it gets really interesting the rest of the way. So my pitching again, McClanahan, McKenzie, Carrasco for now, maybe Erod if you want. I really don't like much below that. If you want to take a chance against Colorado with Tukey, you can. But I prefer like McClanahan, McKenzie, and Carrasco. Like if I had to pick just two guys, it's McClanahan and Carrasco. But just know Carrasco has only gone 78 pitches his last two starts. They're going to take it easy with them. So that's kind of sketchy as well. And then stacking it up-wise, that Pitt-Chicago game I like a lot. It's very, very cheap. Two very pitch-to-contact guys like Moranz, Reynolds. You can see what the lineup looks like. Tsugo could be like they're super cheap. You can mix in your Schwindels, your Haps, your Ortegas and company, Wisdoms with Chicago. Sprinkle in some Coors action, and I don't mind Cleveland versus Minor either. Like your Franmils, your J-Rams, your Ahmed Rosarios are really solid. And then you have our boy Harold Ramirez is back now for Cleveland as well, so you can look at those too. So it's a weird slate, a one that I recommend playing lightly. There's an 8-game college football slate on Thursday. I recommend checking that out. We got some free picks over at rotoballer.com to go there. Also join us in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat, breaking it all down there as well. But other than that, it's going to be a weird slate. Big Friday coming up, though. Big Friday. So take Thursday easy. I wouldn't go too crazy. See what the lineups do. Get a little different. Have some fun. Come ask some questions in the chat or hit me up on Twitter at PDNTrick. Also, give a rate and review to the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits on iTunes and Bench with Bubba on iTunes. I truly appreciate it. Go check out Prize Picks, prizepicks.com, and in the App Store under Prize Picks. Create your account. Get a first-time deposit bonus match up to $100 using promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A. But for now, that'll do it, folks. I'll be back to you guys on Friday. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 2nd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.